following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Cruising down the highway and don't want to stop for gas. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help you keep on going, because it can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, so you can go a little farther between fill-ups. So blow by that exit. You've got driving to do. BP gasoline with Invigorate. Go a little farther.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear, but we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sippel, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Mike Will. Glad to have you along with us. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference will be coming up at the bottom of the hour. John Cook currently speaking right now. It was a way better weekend for volleyball than it was for football for our teams, the Huskers, the Lopers, and the Broncos. Hastings College football, the only one of the three to get a win, but volleyball was perfect. Nebraska winning three, Hastings and UNK each winning four. High school football over the weekend had some really close contests, maybe some surprises, win or lose. There were some surprises out there, which I guess you get a lot more of early in the season than you do late in the season, because some teams just finally got better, and some teams might be backing up a little bit. But obviously, the story of the day is the record-setting performance, Mike, on the LPGA Tour, nine playoff holes before they could decide that tournament.
That's the story of the day. That's what we're going to concentrate on today.
That is obviously the biggest story of the day.
I don't think so. did you catch it? I didn't even see one single hole. Did you?
No. And if we weren't going to just talk a lot of football today, I'd talk about how insane it is to play the same damn hole over and over and over. But let's get into football. NFL was yesterday. Folks, get us your Husker questions, your Husker thoughts, your Husker concerns. We'll hear a couple of quotes from Bo Pelini from after the game a little bit later on the program today. 888-455-ESPN is the number. 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I'm already tired of hearing the Kevin Cosgrove comments there, and I do want to talk a little bit of NFL. So let's start there, because I know, Mike, once we start with the Huskers and the Lopers and the Broncos, we'll never get back to it, because half the show today will be with Bo Pelini's press conference. But we're both fans of the National Football League. What stood out to you yesterday?
How bad the Kansas City Chiefs really are. I mean, I'm a Kansas City Chiefs fan. I've been a Kansas City Chiefs fan for a long time. Amazing. They are bad. They are a bad football team. A
lot of turnovers. I don't want to overreact in week one, because I think Atlanta's a very good football team. I'm going to hang on with Kansas City and see how they do the next couple of weeks, because I thought I thought Charles ran the ball okay yesterday. He just you can't have 10 different running backs, so leave him in. I mean, if you want to bang Peyton Hillis, but McCluster, you know, you brought in Peyton Hillis, trade McCluster, get rid of him. I mean, you don't need six running backs on your Kansas City Chiefs football team.
Matt Castle, is he going to be the real deal or not? He had one good year just as a substitute when Tom Brady went down. That was his free agent year. He gets out of New England, comes to Kansas City. Hasn't done too much since then. Well, the Chiefs to the playoffs maybe a couple of years ago, but it was one and done. Chiefs had no chance of advancing in the NFL playoffs a couple of years ago. Is he the quarterback that we're going to stick with forever?
Well, they're going to stick with him this year, unless he gets hurt. I think they'll stick with him this year. I was not surprised, because you just figured the Jets, since everybody was down on them, would do something crazy yesterday. Just when Buffalo was supposed to be the team that, you know what, last year got off to a good start, maybe they won't be the cellar dweller anymore. Well, not the case. And I guess my big surprise was is that Detroit struggled as much as they did at home. Although, once you look at Jeff Fisher being the coach of the Rams and Jim Schwartz being an assistant with him for a number of years at Tennessee, that shouldn't have been a surprise. But all the interceptions that were thrown yesterday, whether it was from the rookie quarterbacks or Stafford and some of the experienced quarterbacks, you're always going to have some surprises on opening day, and that was one of them. And one thing I said last week when we made our Super Bowl predictions, one of my bold predictions is that Green Bay may not even be a playoff team this year. Now, is San Francisco that good, or just Green Bay just struggle yesterday? Because they can't run the ball, and I'm telling you what, you got to run the ball a little bit.
I was surprised that San Francisco went into Green Bay and handled the Packers. The game really, I didn't think, was that close. Final score, 30-22. It wasn't that close, was it? I thought San Francisco played a good ball game.
San Francisco up 24-6 or 7, whatever it was. I mean, and then you look at New England. They did run the ball, and Tom Brady's still great, and they go to Tennessee, and they get a solid 21-point win. So New England just picking up where they left off.
I think that was eighth or ninth year that New England has won their season opener, so no big surprise there with New England winning over Tennessee. I was surprised that the Jets put up that many points. They had such a dismal preseason, and I agree. I'm with you that I thought that the Jets would come out and really light them up, but geez, 48 points out of the Jets?
Well, two defensive touchdowns, that's one place you can help. But they got on the board first with some offense and some of those names that we'd heard about. Some of the names we heard about at a lot of different places stepped up and did some good things yesterday, but it was definitely the day for the wide receiver. There wasn't a whole lot of huge days from the running backs. I mean, and then you're going to get all the fantasy football players filling in here, but Adrian Peterson, supposed to get like 10 touches. Well, he goes off and has a day like everybody thinks he's going to have. Yet Jacksonville played him pretty tough, but again, two teams that aren't supposed to be all that good. And then Peyton Manning last night looked pretty good to me, Mike.
Yeah, he's going to ride the horse at Denver. And, you know, I was telling my wife last night, we were watching the game. I said, is it a time that I jump ship? Do I jump ship from the Kansas City Chiefs to the Denver Broncos?
No, you can't. No, see, you know, if you're going to jump ship, you can't jump. That'd be like me saying I'm going to be a Redskins fan instead of a Cowboy fan. You can't jump to the opposite, the enemy. I mean, them in Oakland. You can pick any of the other 29 teams. You cannot jump from Kansas City to Denver. You can't do it.
Can you see the eyes of people's faces when I walk into my local establishment? Everybody knows I'm a big Chiefs fan when I walk in with my Denver Broncos Denver Broncos jersey.
You'd have to start going to different establishments.
Start all over again.
I believe that's the case. So storylines from week one, a lot of the teams that were supposed to win, though, did win. Green Bay and Carolina and New Orleans were probably the only three teams, and then the Giants back on Wednesday. Those were the four teams out of all the games that were true upsets. We got two games for you tonight right here on ESPN Radio, the Monday night doubleheader, as we have every season now to start things off, because they think that's going to be cool. And we'll have both those games for you tonight. Cincinnati taking on Baltimore early, the Chargers and the Raiders late. And once again, it's week one, so I'm going to go with this right out of the gate, Mike. Numerous pet peeves. I know I had two or three yesterday, and I'm going to forget one of them. But somewhere, somehow, can I just get this answer? I just want to get this answer. If you ever got to speak, you know, they say, well, if you ever interviewed fill in the blank, what would you ask him? If I ever got the chance to just ask two questions of Roger Goodell, one of them would be, why do we got 9 early games
and 3 3 o'clock games. I don't understand it. I don't understand why the NFL has to put all these games early. I mean, we had a game Wednesday. We got two games tonight. We got a Sunday night game. And still, if you got 7 TVs on yesterday, 8 TVs on yesterday where I was, just in the section I was setting, you still couldn't see all the games that were on.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I looked at the schedule first thing Sunday morning. I got up and, wow, look at the noon games. And then only three, when I have time to really sit down and watch the games, only three to choose from. I don't know. I agree with you. Why not split these things up? Then we got two great games tonight. What's the chances of us seeing the final gong in that last game?
Zero. I'll go nowhere. 0.5, because there's always a chance. But they're putting football everywhere now. I mean, you're playing on Thursday, so don't tell me there's a legit reason to be playing at noon on Sunday, because you're going to be playing on Thursday. You're going to have Saturday games from time to time at the end of the season. You got Monday night, doubleheader tonight. Let's just play.
I'm sure there's a reason. I don't know what it is. Roger Goodell, he's probably got the reason why we were playing 8 games at noon on the opening weekend. I don't know.
It'll be worse as the year goes on.
What would you think of Aaron Andrews on the Fox pregame show the other day before the Huskers played?
I watched a little bit of it. I think that the whole show needs a little polishing, if you want me to say that. Joey Galloway needs to quit talking with his hands like that. Eddie George knows what he's doing. Aaron Andrews has just got to get used to it. I mean, it's first time out. Studio host.
Yeah, the people were talking about that. I got back into town after my trip to Sioux Center, got back into town. That's what people, in addition to the Huskers, what they were talking about is the Fox pregame show. They thought Aaron Andrews was horrible. Anyway, I said, hey, it's the first time out there.
Yeah, you're going to – those folks can be banned forever. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking or hearing Bo Pelini. And once again, we were kind of joking around the studios here this morning. This will be a press conference. I will be shocked if we hear more than about 3 questions on Arkansas State. It'll all be about Rex Burkhead. It'll all be about UCLA. It'll all be about recruiting and maybe kids not doing – you know, it's going to be a lot of going back and looking at what went on. Again, just a couple of tidbits, and then we're going to get into complete Husker talk after the break. Hastings College, UNK. I went to the UNK game on Saturday, and this is where the local talk show has to be careful that they don't step on some toes here, because we are very localized. This isn't Kansas City where we can say anything we want about our pro teams or fill in the blank. But that was the worst shellacking I'd seen in quite some time. You just look. Emporia State's got a wideout from San Diego, California, that is just faster than anybody else on the field. And that's what you're going to see in the MIAA. I don't know how the MIAA got all this talent, because they're all Midwest schools, and that's not where the talent obviously is in the country. But they're finding a way to bring in kids from all around the country. And UNK, as good as this football team is probably going to be 0-4 and not that bad of a football team. I think they got a really good football team at UNK, but they have to get used to the talent that they're going to be matching up against. 58-35 with 2 defensive touchdowns and another turnover that led directly to a touchdown. And so you can't be giving up 21 points on the offense. I know they'd had some troubles when they had lost the games the last couple of years. It was basically because of turnovers. Well, that wasn't just the case this weekend, because the defense, for the first time in a number of ball games, a number of years, got lit up a little bit. And just a youth at the wrong places, I think. And on the other side of the ball, Hastings College probably should have won more than they did. Mike, you're telling me it was 20-7. Dort, the worst team maybe in the conference. If not, they're one of the two that is at the bottom of the conference. They score with 30 seconds left, so 20-0. And you say Hastings had a couple of turnovers in the end zone. This could have been 35-42-7.
Yeah, in the first half, Hastings fumbled the ball into the end zone on a run that was like 30, 35 yards, and the guy fumbles it into the end zone. It was a touchback there, so that was a touchdown we gave away. We also had a pass that was intercepted in the end zone. We had 2 missed field goals in the first half of play. And, it could have been very easily 35-0 by halftime. But Hastings College, seems like every time we go to Dort, or any time we play Dort, we just kind of hang around, and finally put them away. That was the case last year. That was the case 2 years ago when we went up to Dort with a more experienced football team. They just kind of hung around before Hastings finally put them away. And we saw some good things. Trevor Bone is a wide receiver that no one has heard of a lot around the Hastings College campus. He's a converted quarterback. They got moved to wide receiver. He was the star of the day, came up with 6 receptions, 119 yards, and a couple of touchdowns in the ball game. So there's a lot of work to do, especially on defense for Hastings, but hey, we'll get back at it on Saturday.
And finally, a high school football note. There are a lot of stories out there. One thing I look at, just you print them off, here's the scores, and right next to each other are Blue Hill and Broken Bow, two schools that have had the biggest tragedies in the state of Nebraska in the last handful of months, and they both found a way to win football games, which has nothing to do with what has happened off the field. But Broken Bow now is off to an undefeated start. Blue Hill gets a win over a state-rated Donovan Trumbull team. So congratulations continue to go out to those kids who are playing under different circumstances. And on the other side of the coin, Michael, Hastings St. Cecilia hasn't had a regular season game this close since that loss in 2006 to St. Paul. They haven't lost a regular season game since 2006, which is just unbelievable. And that came down to an inch or two on a two-point conversion.
Yeah, Ravenna probably should have won that ball game. And just talking to some people at that ball game, talking with a couple of school officials over there, Ravenna probably should have won that football game. Hastings St. Cecilia did not play well. Or on the other side of the coin, Ravenna played extremely well in that ball game. Talking with Carl Tesmer all week long, he was kind of concerned about this, as he says that Ravenna has a tendency to play St. Cecilia tough. And that was the case on Friday night, 7-6. The final score. I can't remember the last time Hastings St. Cecilia has been in a tight battle like that during the regular season.
And Adams Central, despite injuries and turnovers, finds a way to beat a Wilbur Claytonia team that nobody knows about, because why would you be playing Wilbur Claytonia? But Adams Central finds a way to stay scrappy there. How about Gibbon? They pick up another win. Wood River's back in the win column. Sutton is undefeated. Kearney High gets a nice win to stay undefeated. Now they play at number one Millard North on Thursday night. Millard South beat Southeast, who was number one. Just a few of the things that kind of stick out to me from this week. And Sandy Creek, that is a heck of a schedule they got, and they have been just so close, and they still have a tough opponent this week in Minden. And I just think there's some really interesting scores out there from this last weekend.
Coming up this weekend, let's bring it up now, because it's going to be a good one in the eight-man ranks in Class D2. Giltner and Kennesaw, numbers 1 and 2 in the Lincoln Journal Star poll today. They will play early here in the season. They'll play in Giltner. That'll be a heck of a show. They'll be lighting them up there in Giltner between the Hornets and the Blue Devils on Friday night. Wow, that's going to be a good game.
And we'll have it live on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. We'll take a break, and we'll dive into the Huskers, folks. If you've got comments, if you've got emails, Facebook us, however you want to contact us, do it now, and we'll talk about it. Doug Duda, Mike Will on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer, or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Football isn't the only thing kicking off this month. So are great deals at Napa. Stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store this September and pick up a quart of the world's leading synthetic motor oil. Mobil, on sale for $5.89 a quart. Designed to protect your engine against wear under even the most extreme driving conditions, no matter the make and model. So hurry in for deals on the one thing that every car loves. See NapaOnline.com for details.
Monday night, it's a special primetime football doubleheader. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Dial Global Sports. First, join Boomer Esiason and me as Ray Rice and the Baltimore Ravens host Andy Dalton and the Cincinnati Bengals. Then, in Game 2, Kevin Harlan and Dan Fouts will have all the action from Oakland when the Raiders take on the Chargers. If it's Monday Night Football, it's right here.
Beginning at 5:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we head up to 90 degrees for a high. South winds will also stay gusty around 15 to 30 for tonight. With clear skies and a south wind around 10 to 15, we'll head back to 59. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 72.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Mike Will. The Monday after the first Husker loss of the year is always interesting. And, Mike, we were talking during the break. You had thrown out when we were at Big Ten Media Days. There's no doubt about it. And a lot of people threw out they were worried about the UCLA game. I was worried when they said the spread was only 5 points. But then I tried to take some consolation in that the spread was only 2.5 or 3 when we played Washington. Let's just look at this, and I've got an email. Let's just start with this. This comes from John and Carney. It's a sad day in Huskerville. I thought we hired Bo Pelini to bring an SEC-style toughness to our Husker defense. We were outmanned by talent and physicality on Saturday night by an unranked team. He goes, I thought Taylor looked good for 3 quarters, and our offense was productive for 3 quarters, but I guess we're going to have to settle for our goal every year, getting to the Rose Bowl instead of winning national titles. 15 years is a long time. From frustrated Husker fan. Well, your defense isn't going to get any better until you get recruits that can play. And I've seen that in a couple of the columns from the folks that were there, whether it's Husker Online from Sean Callahan or whether it's from Sam McEwen and the gang at the Omaha World Herald or SIP at the Lincoln Journal Star. I hang a lot of this on the offensive line's performance in the second half and the defense's inability to tackle, but I've been sitting here all year saying my worry was the defense, so I'm not surprised. Everybody all of a sudden is surprised that our defense didn't play that well in this football game. So I don't know exactly what to look at and what to say when it comes to the defense. I don't know why everybody's so surprised that the defense didn't play well. They didn't play that well against Southern Mississippi. They just maybe tackled a little bit better. UCLA has better athletes, but, Mike, you can't put athletes out there that you don't have, right? Have we lost Michael? I think we've lost Michael. Well, anyway, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. 10 years ago, Apple was introducing a complete redesign of something called an iMac. Beyonce had a last name, and if you said Kardashian, nobody knew what you were talking about. Well, what has 10 years done to your furniture? As you just heard, 10 years does make a difference. Consider one more thing. Furnishing all or part of your home is simply the most inexpensive home improvement you can make. So if your furniture dates back to when Darren Erstad was with the Angels or Jack Nicholson was in the movie about Schmidt, well, then at the Archway, maybe we need to talk about an inexpensive way to freshen things up in a way that is just right for you. Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Stop by today and check everything out at Bruce Furniture. Glad to have them, as always, a part of the Duck and Daddy Show, and you'll be glad to have them in your home or office. Michael is back with us. The email talking, Mike, about being frustrated that they don't have the defense that Bo Pelini promises. We got to get better recruits to be able to put that defense on there.
I don't know. You know, we've heard all about the Kevin Cosgrove and all this. We just got to tackle better. We had the guys out there. You know, when we were playing UCLA, we had the guys out there. We just got to make the tackle. Put a hat on a hat and make the tackle. I mean, 653 yards of total offense for UCLA. That is unbelievable.
Let's go to the phone lines. Fred from Tecumseh is with us. Fred, what's going on?
Oh, hang on a minute. They're just throwing another swing pass to a running back out of the backfield.
Fred.
For 15 yards.
Fred, were you at the game on Saturday?
Unfortunately, I was.
What did you see from the stands?
A lot of Nebraska people are pretty disappointed.
What did you? What's your thoughts? I know you're a Nebraska fan for a long time, as most of the callers and emailers are to this show. Where are we at? Do we overreact just because we lost a 6-point football game?
Well, once again, I'm going to ask like I did last year: are we any better than when Frank Solich was here?
I think that is definitely something that's up for debate. What's the solution?
Well, I think Bo's a coordinator, not a head coach. Anybody that couldn't see what they were doing, and maybe it's a deal that he can't fix because, okay, we stopped the swing pass and they're going to run it against us all day. We stopped the run, they're going to throw the swing pass every day. And we got linebackers that can't cover their running backs.
Here's one thing I will throw out that I haven't heard anybody throw out yet. And we've touched on it in a bit of a way, and almost in a joking way from time to time, but how solidified you'd have to be. Well, the offense struggled last year because it was Tim Beck's first year. Well, is the defense struggling because it's John Papuchis' first year and Fred from Tecumseh? Do you think Nebraska misses Carl Pelini?
Well, Bo's supposed to be the defensive guru. You can't tell me he's sitting here watching this during the game. He's got to be watching, going, okay, here's the running back going in motion out of the backfield. Oh, that's right. We don't have anybody out there that's going to cover him for 15 yards. It ain't like they only threw it once or twice. Anytime they wanted it, they threw it.
Yeah, well, they definitely did. I've got the stats here in front of me. 305 yards passing, 21 of 33. As Bo said after the game, he goes, we had these guys in the backfield numerous times. We didn't make the tackles. And I think for him, just listening to the press conference, tone of his voice, I think that was where he was the most disappointed. And I'm sure in the back of his mind, he thinks, and we laugh because I know Bill Callahan once uttered, well, we had them where they were supposed to be. They just didn't make the plays. Well, that kind of almost is what we're saying about Saturday night, isn't it?
But not really. On that swing pass, we never had anybody out there covering. We never hit him until he was 10 yards down the field. You go back and look at the film. We never had a guy on the back coming out of the backfield. Now, when they lined him up in the slot, we had somebody, but he was just five steps too slow.
I made a mistake last night. I wanted to watch Bo Pelini's television show, but I ended up watching Peyton Manning instead, so I did not see his reaction after the ball game, and I don't know if they recorded it out in Los Angeles like they usually do when he's on the road or if they waited till they got back home, but I think it'll be interesting to see how these guys respond. He said Rex Burkhead didn't make a difference, so anything else, Fred, before we move on?
Yeah, that's true, because we had people out there say, well, you know, your running backs hurt. That wasn't the difference in the game. You know, and I did come home yesterday, got home at 9 o'clock last night, tired, but I stayed up just to listen to Bo's excuses. Same deal. We got to get better. No, Bo, you've got to get better.
Fred, thanks for the call, man. Hope to hear from you again soon.
I see it.
Bo Pelini's press conference coming up. Mike, you heard most of that. Your thoughts?
He's got some good points. Are we any better than when Frank Solich was here? I don't know if we've improved.
Yes, we have. The answer to that is yes, we have. And you may not be able to say, have we improved? Maybe you should say, have we improved on the field? I still say, yes, we have. Overall, the program and everything that goes with it, I have to say, yes, we have. Because let's face it, again, Nebraska fans got what they wanted. They got Bo Pelini. They got a good offense. They got the guy that's going to get the defense supposedly going. Again, I have to say that every year Nebraska thinks they're having a national – fans. Nebraska fans thinks they have a national championship team. There's like three programs or five programs that can even talk about competing for a national championship. Again, we went into this season, Nebraska, knowing I felt – that this was not a national championship team. The problem, Mike, I'm going to tell you this. If Nebraska would have won Saturday, you know where we'd be today? And I 100% believe this. If Nebraska had won just by a touchdown, it would, you know, if they won 45-38, we'd be sitting here talking about how Nebraska's got a chance to win the national championship because Wisconsin looked bad, Iowa looked bad, the Big Ten stunk this weekend. I'll guarantee you that's where we'd be. Nebraska's one score away from being undefeated, still right around 14-15 in the polls, and everybody would say, oh my God, maybe we can beat Wisconsin. Ooh, Ohio State struggled at home against Central Florida. Maybe we can win all of these football. Michigan obviously must not be that good. They almost got beat by Air Force. It's fickle. It's fickle. Now, Nebraska needs to play better. There's no doubt about it.
are you through? Are you off your soapbox, bud? All right.
Well, don't you agree? Nebraska wins that game. We got people talking about winning national championships today. And we're 100 yards away from that happening. One defensive play, one non-safety in that football game. That was offensive line play and the safety, which I think Nebraska was trying to run the same play that Taylor scored the 92-yard touchdown run on and UCLA was ready for it. But somebody missed their block. Somebody missed their assignment. You don't have a lineman come free untouched in your own end zone without somebody missing an assignment. So it's kids being kids. It's athletes being athletes. If you make the plays and you got more good players, you're going to win those ball games.
I think you're going to find out as the season progresses that UCLA is going to be a pretty good football team. This is no slouch that we lost to. I remember telling you at Big Ten Media Days that I didn't like this road trip to UCLA, and you kind of blew me off. I remember that. You kind of blew me off, Doug.
I blew everybody off that said that because I said, we're the better football team. And we still are the better football team, but we got beat. Going on the road, obviously, is not easy anywhere at any time. I agree with that.
Our offensive line didn't play well. Our defensive line didn't play well. I don't think our linebackers played very well. Offense looked all right. Heck, we put up some numbers. We put up some points. Jeez, you would think that if we scored 30 points, we're going to win most of those games. Our defense needs work. There's no doubt about it. The defense needs work.
Postal Chuck says, the Black Shirts are the best flag football team in the state. Okay, thanks, Postal Chuck. We will be joining Bo Pelini's press conference in Lincoln as soon as that starts, which could be another 5 minutes. It could be in 5 seconds. So if you'd like to be part of the show, email us, call us. Tom in Hastings says, hey, guys, we need to recruit more team speed as we look slow on defense. And last Saturday reminded me of last year with missed tackles and poor execution. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, that's funny because after the first game, I was in Lincoln for the first game. You were in Lincoln for the first game. People were talking about, wow, our defense looks fast. Our defense looks fast. Now look, we're 1 week later and our defense looks slow.
Let's see if we can squeeze in another call. John in Kearney, what's up, John?
Yes, hey, I've got a perspective that a non-Nebraska fan may not realize on this take. When their new coach was selected last year, all USC fans, we set up in our chair. That guy's for real. He's another Pete Carroll. You got to give that credibility right there. That coach, he's going to be known nationwide. So anyway, but go Big Red.
Thanks, John. Hey, you know what? That's fine. Not in two games. He's not playing with anybody that he brought in. I mean, yeah, he had some talent. It just shows you that most coaches that get fired or let go, most of them had their programs at least somewhat headed in the right direction. It takes time to build a program, and when you get rid of guys just 2, 3, 4 years in, it takes a while to build the program. Unfortunately, this is Bo Pelini's start of his fifth year, and you would expect that this would be you'd be now up a notch, up a notch, up a notch. And there's nothing to say, by the way, that this football team doesn't go up another notch before the end of the season. They're 1-1. They could go 11-1. They could go 7-5. There's no doubt about it. There's a lot of in between. All depends how much better they get and how they respond to this loss.
Yeah, our goals are still out there. I heard Bo talking about it the other day. We can still win the Big Ten championship. You know, our goals are still out there. We can win the Big Ten championship. We can go to the Big Ten championship game. Heck, we can play in a BCS bowl game yet. We're 1-1.
Yeah. Here's what
it's not like the wheels are coming off the carts.
Here's what Bo said.
You know, you want to talk about a team loss. That's it. Defensively, we didn't show up in the first half, and offensively, we didn't show up in the second half. You know, you got to have each other's backs, and it didn't happen. UCLA earned the win. We didn't earn it. We didn't deserve to win in the end, the way we played. And at the end of the day, we got a lot of work to do. We still have everything's out there. It's game two. Everything's out there for us and what we want to do this year, because in the end, we want to end up back here. We want to play our last football game out here. To do that, we got a lot of work to do. We got to get a lot better, obviously.
No doubt about it. Got to get better, and so does every other football team in the country. Let's take a let's go to the email here. What has the Larry says? Where has the art of tackling gone? I saw the lack of it in the Husker and the Loper games. We have all the emphasis of recruiting defensive players, and our defense is not improved over the Pelini years. Larry, thanks for that. Let's also go to Josh. If we fire Bo Pelini, who are the top candidates? Who would come here? Don't get me wrong. We don't win a BCS Bowl or a Big Ten championship by next year. It might be time to fire Bo. And I'm as big a Bo supporter as there is. It's overreaction day. It's overreaction. Still waiting on Bo Pelini to join us from the press conference. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can email the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Fire Bo Pelini.
I don't think we need to take that extreme. No.
Good Lord.
I'm not on that boat. I'm not on that boat. Leave me off.
Exactly. This. Why am I the only one that has any faith? Is that does no one have faith in this team and this program anymore? Is that it? If you can't go undefeated,
games?
Yeah, no kidding.
After two games, come on, it's still early.
Doug Duda, Mike Will with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we've got Tim and Carney standing by. Tim, what's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Say, they were talking. The other night, I think I might even been the Husker broadcast that we're limited on how many players we can take there, but a lot of other conferences don't have that problem. Like, you know, in the 70s and 80s, we used to travel with the big squad. You know, I'm not sure about the P's and Q's there, but we ought to give our teams a chance for on the road and not restrict them. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Do you think it would have mattered if we'd have taken more players, though?
Well, I don't know. Yes and no. You know, in the long run, yeah. You know, the more guys you can get there, you know, somebody's not doing it. Let's put this guy in. You know, that's the whole secret of the walk-on program. Somebody will step up when somebody else isn't. You know, I thought our guys looked good the other night. We got speed. We got the same level of talent. I just thought our coaches got schooled. You know, Morris, 25-year professional, you know, that Bo's only been a head coach for 5 years, you know. The only way we're going to get back there is to let him build a program like Tom did over years.
Good point, Tim. Hey, thanks for the call today. Thanks for listening. Tim and Carney joining us. I agree with that. We don't know about Jim Moore, though. I mean, yeah, he's a good coach. I'm sure he is a good coach, but it was his second game. Don't anoint him the greatest coach in college football right now.
And I don't agree with bringing more players to the game that would cause any different outcome. The reason they're not on the plane and the reason they're not out in California playing in this game is because they're not good enough.
Well, and you do have to wonder, though, why the Big Ten would saddle their own teams on the road against non-conference opposition that way. That didn't make any sense. But, yeah, Nebraska was limited, and one of the players they took was Rex Burkhead. So Jeff and Carney is standing by as we wait for Bo Pelini. Jeff, what's up?
Yeah, hey, I think it's time for the athletic director to take Bo aside and say, you kind of tend to recruit from a defensive backfield sort of mindset. We got real speedy receivers. Our cover guys, I think, do fine. I mean, they're just asked to do too much. We're failing in the line. You know, in the old days, every time we took the field, we had as good or the best line with anyone we played, and that's my take on the whole deal.
Jeff, thanks for the call. Mike, has everybody caught up to our walk-ons?
You know, we didn't have that walk-on program for many years under you-know-who.
Well, I'm just saying, I think the walk-ons that's just different now. I mean, there's just, back in the day, the walk-ons were probably more talented than the walk-ons we have today, aren't they?
I don't know. If you look back on some of the people that we brought in here, I don't know if they're any more talented or not.
Walk-ons, Brett Maher, Alex Henry, you're going to have Andy Janovich. You're going to have a whole bunch of other kids, so there's going to be plenty of talent there as well. I just the word outcoached, I think you could actually, I hardly ever say this, but I think you could see it in a couple of spots. It appeared that way. I mean, why all of a sudden couldn't Nebraska do anything in the second half?
You know, I talked to some folks that were out there. They just said our defense had no push whatsoever, and I'm talking about the defensive line had no push. Had no sense of stopping anything out there. Had no push into the backfield or anything. And a lot of people thought it was the defensive line that may cause us problems on that side of the ball.
How'd we do in Pick'em this weekend, Jeffrey? I heard some good things happened. Our Pigskin Pick'em on Friday brought to you by Big Daly's Deli and Cunningham's Journal. How'd we do? Oh, is my name at the top of the list? Michael can't believe it. 7-3. Wyoming lost, huh? I'm sad.
Yeah, it was a close game, though.
I had Iowa State. I went 7-3. Our caller, Matt and Holdridge, went 5-5. Jim Langan went 4-6, our co-host, and Jeff and Merritt, our producers, 5-5 and 6-4. My big game right was taking Iowa State over Iowa, South Florida going to Nevada and winning. The ones that kind of hurt was Texas A&M not being able to finish, Penn State, their kicking game cost them the win at Virginia, and I didn't see exactly what happened to Wyoming, but Mississippi State carried me in. Northwestern coming back carried me in. So 7-3, that means our Cunningham's gift cards go up to $40 next week. If someone gets us, that'll be $40 worth of gift cards to Cunningham's on Friday. How were your selections this weekend, Michael?
No comment. Good, huh? Yeah,
well,
no comment.
I can guarantee you how we're going to start the Nebraska football press conference since we're still waiting for Bo Pelini. All I have to do is say, let's take this break, and we'll be back with Bo Pelini after this.
Hey, Golic, you know how you've always given me a hard time about my taste for fusion cuisine?
Yeah?
Well, you're about to change your tune.
We've already got like a million different countries' foods to choose from. Why do you need to fusion them?
Look, I'm not getting into that right now. I just wanted to share with you that I've got a fusion food you can't say no to.
Just so you know, my hand is hovering over the no button.
Listen to this. Brats and burgers.
Okay, I'm listening.
Johnsonville has taken the otherwise cylindrical brat you obviously love way too much and shaped it into a 1/3-pound patty that fits perfectly on a hamburger bun. It's the same shape as your average burger, but with way more full, juicy flavor.
Wait, a brat on a burger bun? I could do this.
And to keep your palate tantalized, they've got original brat, cheddar, mild Italian, and chorizo flavors.
All delicious.
Yeah, so now you agree with me, fusion cooking is a good idea.
No, Johnsonville burgers are a good idea. Seaweed lasagna is stupid.
Go to Johnsonville.com to read more about the new burgers and other tasty Johnsonville sausage made with only premium cuts of pork since 1945. Johnsonville, sausage is all we do.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as we head up to 90 degrees for a high. South winds will also stay gusty around 15 to 30. For tonight, with clear skies and a south wind around 10 to 15, we'll head back to 59. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 72.
Yeah!
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How about Monday night bull fries and fries while watching the doubleheader of Monday Night Football at the Chicken Coop in Kearney? It's only $5.99. You can't get them very many places, so the Chicken Coop puts them up for you every Monday night. The bull fries and fries, only $5.99. And, of course, everyone enjoying the NFL package yesterday at the Chicken Coop. Good crowd on hand in Kearney, and I'm sure it was in Grand Island as well, and college football. Whatever it is you want to watch, you are big into the Major League Baseball pennant race, do it. You want to watch a little golf, do it, because we bring it on home this weekend with the FedEx championship, and it looks like Rory would have to fail to make it there for him not to win. And Taylor Martinez has actually come to the podium, so I don't know what the deal is with Coach Pelini. Must be tied up in something, and we'll double check on that. So it looks like Bo's going to be even farther along here before he comes to the podium. But don't forget that the Chicken Coop opens 7 days a week for you. Kearney and Grand Island, happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Not a bad seat in the house to watch all of your favorite sporting activities. Maybe you want to have a special activity yourself. You've got something coming up before the high school football game. Maybe you've got a little family get-together or just something for a business meeting. Check out their party rooms and business rooms, all available at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. So more football to talk here with Taylor Martinez at the podium. And maybe he is talking to somebody about bringing in some defensive players, Doug, due to Mike Will here on the Doug and Daddy Show. One thing we were, talking about this in the break, Arkansas State, when we talked, a lot of people kind of poo-poo them, but they were the Sun Belt champions. They bring in a great coach in Gus Malzahn. They're 1-1. They got blitzed pretty good by Oregon. It ended up 57-34, which was actually, I think, like 50-13 at one point. And then they had to come from behind to beat Memphis 33-18. But, Michael, they put up over 500 yards in both of those ball games.
That's not good. We better fix our defense in a hurry, because these guys could come in here and maybe put a scare into us at Memorial Stadium. I don't expect that. I expect this to be a blowout outcome Saturday, but heck, who knows? Who knows what Nebraska team is going to show up? What do you got, Alcorn State for Arkansas State coming up next week? So
yeah,
maybe they're
the
looking ahead.
Red Wolves better not look ahead, because they got Alcorn State. Here's the rest of their schedule: Alcorn State, Western Kentucky, Florida International, South Alabama, Louisiana Lafayette, North Texas, Louisiana Monroe, Troy, Middle Tennessee. So they get into their conference. This is their last big game. Could be a sellout game. Did they struggle with Memphis because they were trying to upset Nebraska? I don't know. But they're getting their check from the weekend as well. Later this week, more talk about the Big Ten, because I think as a whole, Nebraska had their chance to kind of save the Big Ten's reputation, which would have been a feather in their hat, and they didn't do it. The Big Ten looked horrible on Saturday.
What do you think about that? Is the Big Ten as good as people were talking when we were down at Big Ten Media Days?
Not this weekend.
Are they as good nationally as people were talking?
But then again, not this weekend, but then again, it talks about who you're playing. I mean, you got Indiana and Minnesota are looking good, and Wisconsin and Nebraska and Penn State and Michigan maybe not be looking good.
Indiana looking good?
Well, they're 2-0.
Well, that's okay.
They're blowing people out.
There's a lot of teams that are 2-0 right now that probably are not very good football teams when they get into their conference. Do you expect Indiana to make some noise in the Big Ten?
No, but I'm not taking it for granted either, because, again, here, Nebraska fan, you didn't lose to Savannah State like Colorado did. You didn't lose to Louisiana Monroe like Arkansas did. There was a third one out there. There was three of them that were that way this weekend, and I forget the third one off the top of my head, what happened out there. There were some teams that you've never heard of went out and won some football games this weekend, and we've seen some other programs. And I would have to say that Nebraska is not at Colorado's level, but definitely Arkansas was rated ahead of us. I mean, that's an Arkansas State. They lost to a team that's worse than Arkansas State.
Arkansas. Speaking of Arkansas, they take the biggest dive,
Sacramento
in the polls that has been recorded in a long, long time.
Second biggest dive in history. They were eighth, yeah, and fell out.
They just fell out of the polls. Goodbye, Arkansas.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Dan says, yes, the defense killed Nebraska, but why not run some sort of a screen against that aggressive defensive front of UCLA? Kept waiting for it. Had plenty of chances to win that game. Just his opinion. What do you think? I've heard that, too. When's the last time Nebraska ran a screen pass? You know what? I guess I've gotten to the point where I guess I kind of trust the coaches.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's what we're paying them for.
Well, of course, everyone else is smarter.
Oh, yeah. Today we have 1.5 million quarterback coaches and head coaches sitting around the Husker Nation trying to figure out what's wrong with the team. It just kind of goes with the territory. You hear that every time we lose. But I trust him back. I trust Bo Pelini that they're doing what they know, you know, what they know is best in that situation. I don't know if a screen pass would have worked. And nobody else knows either.
Well, yeah, what are they going to – I can agree, though. I mean, you do sit there and go, man, they're getting in there. They're getting in there. Run some sort of a misdirection. Heck, Nebraska even ran a reverse against Southern Mississippi. With as many plays as they run, you would think that, I guess, something out there would be a little bit different. But I didn't think Nebraska had any trouble in the first half, and I'm sure you go out in the second half, you didn't think you had to make many adjustments. Offensively, your adjustments needed to come defensively, and obviously that's not what happened in the end. Again, we're waiting for Bo Pelini. He was late for his press conference today, which it just doesn't bode well. There's no reason to be, I mean, unless there's a family emergency or something, but if it's just I didn't get there in time, unless he's getting a big recruit. But yeah, people won't understand this either. So a couple of other sports notes before we get into the press conference, which we normally would have wrapped up. U.S. Open men's final is coming up this afternoon. Serena Williams won the women's, so that starts at 3 o'clock today. We've already talked about the Lopers and the Broncos football. How about the volleyball team over there, Mike? UNK could be number one in the country in Division II. Nebraska is Division I, number one in the country. And now Hastings has won 9 in a row under first-year coach Matt Buttermore.
They're all excited. They're sitting at 11-2 on the season, got off to a 2-2 start, and then they've won 9 games in a row and playing extremely well right now. They got to Nebraska Wesleyan, a conference game coming up tomorrow night at 7:30 at Lynn Farrell Arena. But yeah, things looking good for Hastings College volleyball right now.
We'll see if Nebraska volleyball is ranked number one in a couple of weeks, because if they are, then they will have deserved it. They have just one match this week, but that's a top 10 Iowa State. And then they begin the conference with back-to-back road games at national power Penn State and Ohio State. But Penn State also was defeated this weekend, so Nebraska has found a way to avoid a few of the upset bugs out there in volleyball. High school volleyball tonight in Hastings. Adams Central and Hastings High will be playing on a Monday night. UNK soccer just got the biggest win in school history over the team that was ranked 7th in the preseason, Abilene Christian out of Texas, a team that's going to be in Division I. They're in the transition right now, went 20-2 last year. They're home tomorrow for Hastings. The men won a couple, the women lost a couple, and unbelievably, the Tri-City Storm just wrapping up their first practice of the year. Hockey becomes part of the equation here this month. So all that's out. High school football rankings, we touched on it just momentarily. But once again, the Tri-City's pretty well represented. Lincoln Journal Star has Kearney 6th, and so does the Omaha World Herald 6th in A. And in C1, Adams Central is 3rd, Kearney Catholic 6th, Grand Island Central Catholic 7th, St. Cecilia is 2nd in C2, and Grand Island Northwest lost its first ball game, being pretty competitive with McCook on Friday night. So Tri-City teams doing pretty good right now.
And we expect more of the same coming up this weekend. Some tough games. We've touched on at the top of the show, some tough high school football games coming up this week. Looking forward to it.
We're here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Bo Pelini just moments away. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac vehicles are your Midway certified pre-owned vehicles are your number one choice, with complete pre-lot service inspections from the ground up to guarantee top quality at the Midway Auto Dealerships. Bo Pelini now at the press conference. Let's go to Lincoln. Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. Doug and Daddy show. Bo Pelini was extremely late with the press conference today. Instead of starting at 11:30, it was more like 11:55 today. Seriously, did anybody ask him a question about this week's game? How the hell do you think upsets happen, people? This wasn't a major upset Saturday. Nebraska was a 5-point favorite on the road against a UCLA BCS team. Yes, they probably had better personnel, should have won the game. It didn't happen. All we did today was sit there and rehash what went on. And Bo got mad once. And it didn't take long for Ben Cotton to get in there and sit down, the weekly boy. There you go. A couple of emails during the press conference here. Trent says, Bo getting angry. Chris in Kearney says, if Nebraska was half as good as all the BS cliches, we'd be competing for championships every year. Bo said what Mike and I started about, Mike Will and I, Doug Duda here on the show. The program, it was a game. This isn't the best team in the nation. And once again, Bo said some good things out there, I thought, during the press conference today. We'll get to that in just a moment. Don't forget our poll question. You folks, you ring in. What do you think? What do you expect from the Huskers the rest of the season after this loss? A wacky December bowl game? Something that has a name you've never heard of? They'll contend for the Legends Division crown? Or they are still Rose Bowl bound? Vote online at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com, our poll question. What do you expect from the Huskers the rest of the season? Our weekend question, who do you believe is the American League Manager of the Year? 71%, no surprise, said Buck Showalter of the Orioles. We'll be back, wrap things up, a couple of more on the press conference. Still love to hear from you. Shoot us an email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always send us a Facebook request as well. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Being able to attach a face to a name is very important. It enhances our relationships, the way we do business. But unfortunately, meeting all of your clients and colleagues in person can be impossible. You live on one coast, I live on another. That's why we recommend GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Let you meet face-to-face anywhere in the world, even on the go from an iPad. With GoToMeeting by Citrix, it just takes a webcam and a click to collaborate in group HD video. You can see your attendees eye-to-eye. You're in Santa Barbara, they're in Albany, New York, while collaborating on documents in real time. You'll feel instantly connected, even if you're thousands of miles apart. GoToMeeting, so easy to use. iPad users, just download the free GoToMeeting app to join. My listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Don't wait. There's a special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click on the Try It Free button and use the promo code Colin, C-O-L-I-N. Be sure to use the promo code Colin, because being able to attach a face to a name in business is crucial.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tomorrow on the program, UNK football coach Daryl Morris and the head football coach at Hastings College, Tony Harper. Also, trap shooting time. We're going to talk with some shooters tomorrow on the program. Damon Day is in as my co-host. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, a whole lot more tomorrow. And all the guests on the Doug and Daddy Show are taken care of by our friends at BK Burger King, home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And don't forget, on an afternoon like this, swing by and get a real fruit smoothie, the perfect drink to keep you going all day long. At Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also North Platte, Lexington, and Cozad. The Division II football poll is out. Missouri Western State, the Lopers' opponent this week, is ranked eighth. That game is there on Saturday night at 6. And Northwest Missouri State has fallen to number 13. They were upset by Central Missouri on Saturday, 31-21. So the next team that comes in, Northwest Missouri State, the defending national champions, currently setting at number 13. By the way, Washburn, where do we have them? They're up to number 9 in the country. Washburn at number 9 in the country, and Emporia State, who the Lopers lost to this week, not in the top 25, and we'll see if they enter there in the near future. Colorado Mines is 23rd, and Colorado State Pueblo is 3rd out of the old RMAC conference. A couple more comments, if you'd like to give them to us. We'll check them out here on our Dead Popper inbox and a variety from the press conference here. It's time to move on. Time to see if Nebraska can get to dominate against Arkansas State, take care of Idaho State, and then now beat Wisconsin. I think that's where we're at. Nebraska has to have a solid performance this week, with or without Rex Burkhead. And I think if Rex is fully healthy, you'll see him in the game this week just to get him some reps. But if he's not, you won't have to see him, but a series against Idaho State and then save him for Wisconsin, just enough to keep him fresh. But can they have a good performance, win the ball game comfortably enough? And by comfortably, I suppose that's 14, 17 points on Saturday against Arkansas State. Beat Idaho State. And then now the loss to UCLA means you must beat Wisconsin, I'm guessing. You have to beat Wisconsin at home. We talked all year long. I thought Nebraska was a 10-2 team. They'd split the Ohio State and Wisconsin game, and they'd split the Michigan-Michigan State game. I'm going to sit here right now And you can, as the listeners and as the callers, and whether you're listening later today on the podcast and are going to fall off the couch, or if you're driving down the road right now, this football team, compared to everybody else in the Big Ten Conference right now, is no worse than anybody that's in that conference right now. They might not be better than five of them either, but there is nothing to say. I'll tell you what, the honest opinion, here it is. Nebraska, right now, I think, has a better chance to win the Big Ten Conference than I thought on Friday. What about you, the listener? What do you think? Does Nebraska have a better chance of winning the Big Ten Conference today, or the way you thought about Nebraska and the Big Ten Conference on Friday? Because Nebraska did not have the worst performance of Big Ten big shots this weekend. It'll be interesting, because I think that Michigan game is going to be a shootout. If Nebraska's defense doesn't get any better, because I think this offense is going to be just fine, you'll see some tweaks on that offensive line. They'll continue to work on that. That's going to wrap things up for today on the Doug and Daddy Show. The emails are done. The phone calls are done. So let's get out of here, because we've been way over time. Sean Callahan will have his Big Red Report here in just a moment. Thanks for your emails. Thanks for your phone calls. And you can email us now for the show tomorrow. We'd love to hear from you. Don't forget, Big Red Lunch Wednesday. It's every Wednesday at Cunningham's. Sean Callahan will be here. You can vent your frustration or your optimism. You can have your questions answered. We will have the Doug and Daddy Show there from 11 to noon, and then Sean Callahan recapping the UCLA game, previewing Arkansas State, taking your questions. Come on out to Cunningham's every Wednesday at 12 noon. I want to thank Mike Will for co-hosting today. Damon Day is in tomorrow, along with some trap shooting talk, plus football, UNK's Daryl Morris, Hastings College, Tony Harper, and a whole lot more. Enjoy the rest of your day. Monday Night Football, doubleheader tonight. Bengals, Ravens at 6, followed by the Chargers and the Raiders. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.